This is a Kim Monson National News Briefing. U.S. Customs and Border Protection told a Court of International Trade judge on Friday that it cannot currently comply with his order to begin refunding approximately $166 billion in tariffs the Supreme Court ruled were illegally collected under President Donald Trump's use of the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. In a court filing, Brandon Lord, executive director of the Trade Programs Directorate at CBP's Office of Trade, said the agency's existing systems and workforce are not equipped for the unprecedented scale of the task. More than 330,000 importers made over 53 million entries subject to IEPA duties, according to CNBC. Its existing administrative procedures and technology are not well suited to a task of this scale and will require manual work that will prevent personnel from fully carrying out the agency's trade enforcement mission, the filing stated. The filing directly contradicts Judge Richard Eaton's assessment from a Wednesday hearing, where he dismissed concerns about the complexity of the refund process. Customs knows how to do this, Eaton said during the hearing, according to a court recording cited by CNBC. They do it every day. They liquidate entries and make refunds. Eaton on Wednesday ordered CBP to calculate the cost of bringing shipments into the United States without assessing a tariff and to issue refunds with interest to importers who had paid IEPA duties. The order, issued in a lawsuit filed by Nashville-based Atmus Filtration, applies to all duties paid under the IEPA tariffs, not just to that company's roughly $11 million in payments. Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh warned in his dissent from the court's February ruling that the refund process would be a mess. Eaton pushed back on that characterization. There is nothing particularly novel about the provision of refunds. I believe that there will be no chaos associated with the provision of these refunds and that it will not result in a mess, Eaton said, according to Politico as cited by Fox News. Despite its assertion that immediate compliance is impossible, CBP offered a path forward. The agency said it could develop new automated functionality within its Automated Commercial Environment System, the federal platform for tracking imported merchandise, that would consolidate refunds and interest payments on an importer basis, rather than processing more than 54 million individual refunds. CBP is making all possible efforts to have this new ACE functionality ready for use in 45 days, the agency stated. This new process will require minimal submission from importers. The agency estimated the technology upgrade would save over 4 million hours of manual work by employees. Without the upgrade, Lord warned, personnel would be redirected from responsibilities that serve to mitigate imminent threats to national security and economic security. A complicating factor is that individual shipment records in CBP's system liquidate or expire over time, making it increasingly difficult to locate affected entries, according to UPI. Currently, it is not possible for CBP to immediately prevent any additional entries from liquidating without IEPA duties, Lord wrote. The refund order stems from the Supreme Court's 6-3 ruling on February 20 in Learning Resources v. Trump, which held that IEPA does not authorize the president to impose tariffs without congressional authorization. Eaton has been designated as the sole CIT spell out, or Court of International Trade's judge, to hear all tariff refund cases. Roughly 2,000 lawsuits have been filed with the trade court seeking refunds. The vast majority of the more than 300,000 affected importers are smaller businesses. Many told Reuters they might abandon their refunds if the process requires them to sue individually or navigate a cumbersome administrative procedure. The language in this order strongly suggests an across-the-board approach that importers are entitled to IEPA refunds, full stop, said Ryan Majerus, a former senior commerce official and partner at King & Spalding. The government may challenge the order's scope or, at minimum, ask for more time to enable U.S. Customs to undertake what will undoubtedly be a monumental task here. Trade attorney George Tuttle offered a blunter assessment. There should be no impediment to CBP issuing refunds. Each month, the government delays repayment costs taxpayers approximately $700 million in accumulated interest, according to the Cato Institute, as cited by Reason. On Monday, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit unanimously rejected the Trump administration's efforts to delay lower court proceedings on repayment in a related case, VOS Selections, spell out VOS Inc. v. Trump. The Trump administration could also appeal Eaton's refund order to the Federal Circuit, which could further delay reimbursements. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson National News Briefing.